order, so like, just to give Dolver, yogis here, a little bit background of this raga, so that they have an idea what are the sur combinations. Because yesterday, a couple of was just listening to them, they said that they can understand, but they should be given just a little bit information of the raga. So I thought, let me give them just a little bit. The basic structure is Pane sa ga sa ga ni Ni sa ga sa ga ni sa pa Ma pa ni sa ga sa ga Sa ga ma Ma Sa ga ma pa ma pa ga ma ga sa Pa ni sa ga ma pa ma pa ga ma ga Ga ma pa ni pa ni ma pa ga E ni ma pa ga ma ga sa ni pa ni sa ga So
today's performance was really beyond what's the matter? Another performance. Take the baby out, otherwise I won't be able to speak. What's the matter? It was a very rare opportunity that we had such a master here. I must say that first time I heard him, I felt that the santoor, which I never used to equate it to other instruments, is par excellence, much more. Because in santoor, the melody is not so much achieved, melody means the continuation of swaras in santoor, like in other instruments we have in India. But when I heard this great master, not only the melody, but also it represents the beauty of Kashmir Valley. I've been to Kashmir and I just felt that the ripples of the river, the echo of the surroundings, where there are lots of beautiful hills and also mountains, all that is expressed in this instrument. But the melody part of it he has brought in. It's a melodious thing. First I used to think it is little bit lacking in melody because it breaks. But the way he has connected the whole thing, all the swaras and everything, is why really I am very much grateful to him for doing this very, very intricate and also very subtle thing. And that is how this instrument one day will become a very, very important instrument. My all congratulations to him. Thanks to him for coming here. Actually, Baba Mama has found him and he told me he's a great master. So, I really saw that in Delhi. And here you have seen how Indian music is so lilting, so beautiful. You cannot explain how it supersedes all other music. Because it is the creativity of the artist at that moment with the rapport with the people who are listening. It's not already made, composed or anything. So the intellect doesn't play part at all. It's just you are beyond the intellect in thoughtless awareness and then you play. So Indian music has this speciality, that it is not composed, it is not premeditated, it is not thought of or is belonging to one person. But it is something that anybody who is a master can create his own melody. Of course, there are certain rules, regulations about the melodies, no doubt. But that is just to make the melody very beautiful and extremely, extremely, I should say, musical. These rules and regulations are there. But you don't feel anything like bound into something. And the freedom of your flight is so easily assimilated into your temperament that you don't even feel that it's a particular raga you're listening to or whether you are going out of the raga, nothing. You just flow with it. Now this raga, Jog Raga, I've heard. from a very famous sitarist gentleman long time back. But I told his nephew that I heard joke from this particular gentleman. He said, when was it? I said, at least 30 years back. He said, then it's all right. Nowadays, he's in a drunken state, so you can't hear anything. So this is another tragedy. If the musicians who are very good, excellent, take to all these horrible things, and then the music is lost. It is really a spiritual thing. And because of that, you must understand that spirituality requires purity of temperament. If you don't have that purity, this will be lost in no time. And this is what is happening in our country. I think one side is an attack from the Western musicians who are bringing pop and this and that, and very cheap type of Western music, not the classical that the way we heard. And then that music overlaps the Indian music, which is definitely is very subtle, and you have to have a subtle mind to enjoy it. Now, he was quite happy to see that you, though you are from the Western countries, are enjoying Indian music. So I said, now they all have become very subtle, that's why they are enjoying. And this subtlety has come to us because of the spirit that is giving you the light. In the spirit of spirit's light, you see the subtler side of everything, especially music. And music is one thing I've seen which carries also vibrations, which spreads vibrations, which takes out vibrations from my body. That's why I'm very particular that we should have always some music whenever we have any program, any, we can say, any lecture. Just a lecture is not sufficient. You have to have some music with it, so the flow of the vibrations is there. Now today it was really so remarkable, the whole thing, I must say, that normally sitting for such a long time, my legs just become absolutely full of vibrations, I can't even walk. But vibrations started flowing and I'm feeling very much better now. Now on tabla, what you heard today is also another very remarkable thing, is also the rhythm which we say is coming from Sri Shiva. It is the Shankara's whole system vibrates into rhythmic patterns. And we have so many rhythmic patterns, and the way they are played is really also another very subtle thing. Now the gentleman, you know him as Namdhari, they call it, Sabapu Namdhari Kethe. As Namdhari is the gentleman who I think is a prodigy, is a child, and he is really remarkable because I have heard so many people playing tabla, and he reminds me of very, very great tabla players which I have seen long time back. Now they are no more. There's some sort of a inheritance maybe from his previous birth, maybe, I don't know what. But at such a young age, he has such a control, such a system, such a rhythm, and also understanding of the one who is playing with him to join and to play according to the need of the melody. So the whole combination was very, very wonderful. And the day of Sahasrara being celebrated with such a beautiful music is really very remarkable and blissful. Apart from that, I must tell all the Sahayogis who have brought really international music tonight for all of you, and you all enjoyed it. I know that Austria is known for its music very much, and also Germans are known for their music. But today I saw people also from other places, for example, Romania, and other places who had joined in this combined orchestra. All the program was done with great understanding and with a great, perfection. I couldn't find fault anywhere. Only thing, I enjoyed every part of it and enjoyed the way you were enjoying it. So may God bless you all, and hope tomorrow we will have the puja. I think 2 o'clock will be all right for you, because by now you will all go off to sleep. 2 o'clock tomorrow will be all right. But I would like to meet the leaders about 11 o'clock myself. So thank you very much. Good night.